14 of the Lou Ferrigno podcast.
Oh, yes.
Everything Lou, all the Ferrigno time.
Don't take his picture, though, kids.
Cost you $20,
yeah, won't? Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, by the way, for those not in the know, was the 1970s, early 80s Hulk in the TV show The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, thank you for that explanation.
No problem.
He will also be Captain America when he's in the suit in the newest movie.
I was going to say the world.
Chris Evans just can't pull it off. He plays a great Steve Rogers.
Right.
But for the Cap, you need to go with a big guy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Break-ins, episode 14. San Diego...
Comic Conspiracy.
So I'm Bruce Hughes.
I'm Justin Wasson.
And we will endeavor to entertain ourselves and possibly you for the next however many minutes.
Not as long as the last time.
We hope not.
Shorter than the last
four.
Official last episode.
The last 2.5 hour podcast. Which I think at that point we're just doing running commentary to Dances with Wolves.
I like that movie.
That's a horrible idea. So, San Diego.
Yes.
It betrayed you.
Yes.
Bring everyone up to speed. Your lady friend.
Yes. Stephanie, several months ago, actually when we first started dating, I was always talking about the fact that I would like to break into comic books, and I can't submit to DC. They closed their doors.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel closed their doors several years later. A lot of people closed their doors.
But Dark Horse has never had doors?
No, Dark Horse has... Yeah, Dark Horse has doors.
Who is it never had doors?
I don't think IDW has doors.
No.
Image won't look at anything unless it's a published book. Back in the day, Image would have had all their little subsections.
So they don't look at anything anymore?
I read something about Eric Stevenson said no, unless it's... You know, they're not looking for... anyone to do their books. They're looking for...
Oh, yeah, it has to be your own idea.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not looking for, you know, just pencilers or...
Right, right. Or you have to have a complete concept.
Right.
But you don't have to have a pre-published book. You don't have to come through a smaller independent print. That's what you made it sound like.
Well, no, I was trying to make it sound that they weren't looking for...
You have to have a finished book. You can't just come in with a script and a sketch.
Right.
You have to have pages. They have to be dialogue. You know, if it's going to be in color, you have to show them an example of what it's going to look like in color.
Everyone... has been shutting off the world, looking to people that are already in the business or in some kind of art field.
Yeah, some sort of ancillary field. TV writing.
Or storyboard working. Yeah. Or whoever's on the flavor of the
character
week.
Designs, mm-hmm. things like that. People who are already making a living doing this, not dumb schlubs like me and you,
no.
working in crappy jobs, mm-hmm. hoping, praying, wishing that one day we will get to live the dream. They look over us. They say, that's cute. That's nice.
Right.
Now go and buy our books.
However...
In fact...
Yes.
I'm going to rant here.
In fact,
they try to sell us books with the intention that if you buy this book, you will learn how to work for Marvel.
Right.
Or DC. I'm going to say or DC, even though DC's never done that. Marvel or DC. But mainly Marvel.
Right. I mean, didn't you say that Marvel had stated they had hired more...
There was a number they released, I think, late last year. It was over 100 freelancers. But Rich Johnston, bleedingcool.com or .net or whatever, he said that only a handful of those people had done repeat work. It's easy to say you've hired over 100 freelancers
mm-hmm.
when each of those freelancers has done one thing. That hasn't become a career. That hasn't become a job.
They're not the young guns.
No. I always like to think to myself... There are more people working in the NBA than there are in comics. I'd have better luck going up against Kobe Bryant than I would Mike Norton.
I know Mark Wade said one time, and I feel this has to do more with the writing aspect, that breaking into comic books is like breaking into the Pentagon. When you figure it out, they seal off however you got in there,
yeah.
and then no one else can repeat it.
Wasn't it R. Adams that said you have to be the best illustrator to get a job in comics,
mm-hmm.
but in order to keep that job, you just have to be better than the worst.
I don't know.
I think that was either him or Eric Larson.
I think he spent 3 months coming up with that.
Back to Stephanie and San Diego. Her trying to get in your pants.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, let me have a cigarette and I'll tell the rest. So she plans this apparently early on in our relationship that she's going to take me to San Diego because they have a portfolio review, an open portfolio review. Chicago last year didn't have DC or Marvel there, even at their convention. So that's cutting off yet another venue that I can go to.
New York?
No, but I've never been to California as well. And San Diego is the mecca of comic book conventions.
Yep.
At least you have to make a trip once in your life. So she gets the tickets, and several months ago, she gives me an early birthday present, which my birthday's in May. So this was probably December.
No, this is airfare, room,
everything
to the con.
Yes, plenty of time to get my portfolio set up. So, of course, what do? I wait, of course, now to start doing it.
As we discussed 2 weeks ago, you have yet to put pencil to paper. You have mental sketches.
No, I have sketches on paper.
Do you?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Where are they?
I didn't bring them over.
I haven't seen them. They
I didn't want you to, say real. Something negative and
you
then...
You may be flipping.
No, I'm not. I might scan some in. So, anyhow, I was finishing working on the comic books. Anyhow, so every once in a while I would go to Portfolio Review on the San Diego Con and see if they'd updated who's going to be there. And recently...
Doing the reviewing.
And they kept on saying, we'll release it a few weeks prior.
Now, in the past, it's always been editors, right?
I would think that's how it is.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you show up, and you show your work, and they say yay or nay. Or
they take a copy, they say,
interested.
Great, we'll call you, don't call us.
Right. I remember I had CrossGen take my stuff 1 year to Chicago. They were very interested.
And then they went bankrupt.
A story of my life. I've had a chance to work with Big Bang. I did work that I got paid for print. Didn't print.
Never have.
Never got paid.
You still have those pages, or did you send them the originals?
I think I sent them the originals. I had copies. I don't know whatever happened to them. I got so disgruntled after waiting so long. That was like an image book.
Yeah.
Three Geeks. The guy's like, hey, you want to do work? Yes, I love your comic book. So I did a backup pinup. It made the book, and I was going to do more work, but then the issue after the pinup I put in was the last issue.
Hmm.
Canceled the book.
Nice.
So every chance I get close goes away.
The touch of death. Anti-Midas.
Yeah. Right. I'm determined to keep working at somewhere I don't want to talk about. So I checked the San Diego Comic-Con listing to see if there's a new listing, and they have inserted a new portfolio review. This one stating that when you show up at no later than 9 a.m., that they will have a listing of everyone that is looking at reviews that day, and you enter your name onto a piece of paper, and basically they pull it out of the proverbial hat. If you get picked, then you go to somewhere where you can get looked at.
But you have to go back and check.
Right. And it doesn't say...
Like,
no.
They list who and when, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's
like, it's like signing up for some sort of college class. You may get in, you may not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and check the sign-up sheet.
And it didn't say they stopped picking. And, it didn't say they only pick so many, and it didn't say, they pick till it's done. So you could be the first one there and never get picked.
Yeah.
You could have...
It's based on luck.
Yeah.
Not skill.
No. And I can't imagine this, as I was saying earlier, about applying for a job. You go to any job interview and then saying, well, we're going to have you put your name in and you might get picked. You could be the best person ever.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Because it's based on dumb luck.
Yes. Which, if you know me, my luck is not great. It's pretty horrible. My sister, on the hand, she enters contests and she wins all the time. Like, lucky, luck contests.
Well, what you need to do is put down her name.
I thought about that, but, then they'd be like, well, you're not so and so.
Can Stephanie put down her name?
I never said she was lucky.
Can you enter multiple times?
I don't.
Justin Watson.
Oh,
Jay Watson.
No, I don't think that was.
What's your middle name?
Michael.
Bertram Watson.
So, I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating that that this is how it is. So I've sent a letter off to Newsarama, hoping that maybe they'll do a story on it.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. No even reply from them. They're probably looking at it going, why are we going to do a story on this?
Yeah.
But it would let people, other people know that haven't gone to the website and check.
They don't want to shoot themselves in the foot, though. If Newsarama makes an enemy of whoever's running mm-hmm. Santiago, or in turn somebody at Marvel or DC, that cuts off the lifeblood of Newsarama.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why TV Guide doesn't say, this show sucks.
They just give it a C.
And if you notice, in Comic Book Resources, Newsarama, they don't come out and say, this is the worst comic you will ever see. Mm-hmm. They've never done that.
I should send it to Richard Johnston.
Yes, you should.
That's who I should send it to.
It's Rich Johnston.
Rich Johnston.
Yeah, he's British.
Rich Johnston, if you're listening, please go. That's who I'm going to send it to. I'm going to track him down.
You should. If not him, then who's the girl? Heidi something another at the Beat. She's his American female equivalent.
I didn't know he was not American.
Yeah. British. I get all my Doctor Who scoop from him.
Well, you send me the link. I will send him the same, almost same email I sent. Newsarama, how are we doing on time? Good?
Why don't you go ahead and put another 2 minutes in this.
All right. So, basically, I'm very upset and very depressed.
You could still have a good time.
Yeah, I've never been to California. I try to look at the positive. But I'm very depressed, and it's very disheartening.
You still enter your name. Still enter your name, right?
Yeah,
You're still going to do that. You're still going to go there. You're going to sit down.
Right.
You're going to wait. You're going to check, see if your name's drawn. Right? Go back.
Yeah.
Check the sign up. If your name's not on the sign up.
4 days in a row.
Well, I would just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because let's say 150 people enter the first day. Okay? And they draw 15 names. 15 names in the sign up sheet. You could be the guy that's next.
Mm-hmm.
If three of those people don't show up, because it's basically they're creating a clusterfuck. Because not only do you have to show up at 9 to fill out a form, drop your name, you have to show up, I think they said, half hour or 45 minutes later to when they draw the names, and then they post the listing. So you have to show up once to drop your name off, once to see if your name is on the list, and then once again at the time that is being designated to you by the list.
This doesn't sound fun at all.
No, but what I'm saying, you show up there at 9, mm-hmm. write your name, put it in a thing, you stand there mm-hmm. until 2 or 3, okay?
Like a sentry.
Exactly, because if person number 2 doesn't show up, then all of a sudden 3 gets moved ahead. If person number 7 doesn't show up, person 8, by the time they get to the bottom of their 15, they may still have an hour dedicated to this. And if you're the guy that's standing there, or if you're the guy that was number 16,
mm-hmm.
maybe they keep it on a list of alternates, like a jury. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get picked for jury duty last time I went to, time I went to jury duty. I sat there and I'm thinking, I look pretty good. I think they would want to pick me to be on jury.
No,
I wouldn't mind getting out of work.
No. Regrettably, you're now the middle-aged white guy.
Oh, curses.
Yeah, sexist, racist, middle-aged white guy.
Knew I should have worn my Klan outfit.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to JustinWasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, Whack comics, Little Guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's JustinWasson.com.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back, all right.
It's okay.
So what are you working on, Bruce?
I am continuing to work on Club Advance. I am currently lettering page 74.
I'm very impressed by you, by the way.
You should not be.
You inspire me.
No, I disappoint you. This is the same project I've been working on for way too long now.
You know, I did 99 pages of story arc. I never got to 100.
Well, neither have I.
I want to keep it at 98. Make me feel real good. Just cut it off at 98.
Also did that album cover.
Yeah. Oh, that was a pretty sweet one. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy with pink rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Some people liked it. A lot of people didn't. A lot of homophobic people didn't.
How many homophobic people read your?
Two, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But I don't think they listen to the podcast. So, screw them.
I don't even listen to the podcast.
I do.
It's at least eight hours.
I edited it down to only six.
I need to clock in to listen to it. No, I listen to it. I play it and listen to it, and I make people I know listen to it.
You make them before some?
Yeah.
Saw style.
Yeah, they don't comment, but...
they don't say anything, because they're afeard.
They're my friends, apparently. No, but I am inspired. I know you don't think that's true, but...
I feel boring. Huh. Hey, what are you working on? Still working on Clobber.
Why? You're in the home stretch.
Am I?
Yes, you keep telling me.
I don't know. My list. Hang on, let me see how many bullet points I have left.
Don't walk too far away. We don't have complaints about the sound.
I'm yelling! Wait for some phone!
So...
Boom! 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 more bullet points.
Now, do you add to this consistently?
No.
Okay. When's the last time you added anything?
Darn you. 3/5/2010.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, just don't get creative between now and the finish of the book.
Well, no. See, okay, I have what? 17 bullet points, I said?
Uh-huh.
Each of those bullet points could be 4 or 5 pages.
Huh.
Because I'm stupid. I just added, like, the whole, the Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Have I already posted that? The Venus scene? Venus talking to Ether?
I don't recall. Don't do this to me right now. Don't do this to me on the podcast. Don't call me out.
I may have to. You just called yourself out.
I haven't read anything. I'm illiterate. We better have an anti-illiteracy camp. Anti-illiteracy, too.
Did you not read the last two pages?
Read them or read them.
Have you read any of this?
Wait. What do you mean by read any of it?
Any of Clobber?
Yes!
Which?
Up to where?
What's the last thing you remember? This is reassuring.
Well, he was... When was he being shot in this, from space to Earth?
First page.
Done. No, seriously, though. I read your stuff.
Seriously? Page 7 is when he impacted Earth.
Well, no. Well, what I do is I visually read it, and then I go back and I reread it. I wait for a couple more pages to build up, and then I read the whole...
Anyway, the two pages of Venus, that were 71 and 72, I think.
Your friends are going to give me a hard time.
Yeah, you're a jerk. They, 71 and 72, they weren't supposed to exist. That scene, that wasn't a bullet point.
Uh-huh.
And just somewhere in between 70 and 73, I'm like, hey, we should check in on Venus. She has something to say. So, the scene with Venus. And she said what she had to say.
That was an amazing scene.
Which you would have known if you had bothered reading.
But visually, I was blown away by it.
I don't think you were.
Doesn't it matter that
you
I studied...
You pointed out a typo!
Well, then I must have read
that
it.
That was your comment.
Then I must have read it.
There's a typo on page 2.
I'm sorry.
My God, man. What am I doing this for? Not you, clearly. Thank God. I don't care what you think.
Look, in my eyes, you're awesome.
That's a horrible lie. Why don't we talk about what you've done so I can ignore
it? That's the typo I was pointing out.
And push it down. You are. Working on what?
The submissions.
Really?
Yes. I am doing a lot of study work right
what
now.
What have you done?
Study work.
Not a page. Not a panel.
Well, no.
Not a plot.
Well, yes. Plot. Yes.
Plot?
Yes.
Wow. That's important.
I am feeling the love right now.
That's important. Plots are so important when applying for a job as a penciler and or inker.
I'm not saying I'm... scripting it, but I'm coming up with the ideas, and I'm doing visual studies right now of how the characters are going to act.
Visual studies.
Yeah. I'm putting a lot of thought into this.
I'm a leaper. I just jump in. Boom.
Uh-huh.
Pen to paper. scriggity scratch. Right there. Ink blot.
This could get ugly here.
Look
Bruce.
At it take shape.
This could get ugly real quick.
Not you, Mr. Research.
You want to know what I'm researching?
Yes.
All right, fine. I am currently researching Batman as portrayed by Dick Grayson.
Okay.
How Batman as Dick Grayson differs from Batman as portrayed by Bruce Wayne.
Slimmer.
And not the Joker.
Not the Joker. Because who is the greatest Batman?
The Joker is the greatest Batman. The greatest Batman.
Inside Joker.
Yeah, very inside. Not only slimmer, but...
Is he shorter?
Only by 8 feet. No, only...
He's actually underground. He's a mole-like Batman.
No, he's also
more agile.
Yeah, that's what he's a.
I don't know.
He's a circus performer. He is Robin. He has Robin's maneuvers. He wouldn't have Batman's maneuvers. Now Dick would try to imitate, I think, but I think naturally he would be as he always.
He doesn't seem as intimidating to me.
I don't think
he's not a shadow lurker.
He's more of
not in the current comics at least.
I think he's more of a cross between the 1960s Adam West Batman and the Neil Adams Batman. In fact, I think a perfect person to draw him would have been I can't think of his name now, but he drew
Harvey
Batman.
Kurtzman.
No, he drew Batman. Oh, he did the Death of the Family. I can't think of his name. Totally escaping me. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to put it on in the comment section.
Okay.
But, anyhow, he drew Death in the Family, The Killing Joke. Not The Killing Joke.
That was Brian Bolan.
Yeah, no, The Death in the Family. The Death in the Family. Anyhow, drew Batman really slim.
I don't know.
Anyhow, whatever.
I have no idea.
He's dead now. So I can't think of the artist's name. But I'm studying him, and I'm also studying Robin, as portrayed by Damian Wayne, and how he is different from any other Robin. Robin being such one of my favorite characters.
How much time have you put into this, study-wise?
3 months.
Just 3 months of study.
Yeah.
How many illustrations has it produced?
Two. Little.
Two finished illustrations?
You know, once I start, it's going to be like a snowball on a hill.
I know. The problem is, the thing that upsets me the most is you're right. Once you get started on this.
Right.
Because you're the guy that, on Free Comic Book Day, you stay up the night before drawing and printing your comic. Because you're foolish.
Yeah.
You're foolish. In the best way possible.
I'm also getting excited about it.
And disappointed.
I'm trying not to think about that.
I think, just do the work.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's going to be seen or not at San Diego, you just do the work.
Jim Aparo.
Like Jim Aparo said, do the work.
Uh-huh.
Whether you're going to show it at San Diego, or, you know, so what if there's no submission department? You draw the shit and you mail it in.
Uh-huh.
If they look at it and they like it,
they
wonderful.
They will not look at it.
Whatever. They also won't send you rejection letters, and I got a shit ton of them. Okay? And as soon as this is over, your day back from San Diego, or San Diego... as I prefer to call it.
I like San Diego.
San Diego. Yeah. I like to strip all respect from that city by referring to it as a drag queen. as soon as you get back from San Diego,
right.
You start working on your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right then, right there. Because you have to be published to get published, right?
I am working currently on a story idea that is really big. I'm not going to talk about
Should I read your mind real quick?
I'm not.
We've only got a minute left.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Let me read your mind. Uh-huh. Just throw an idea out there. You tell me if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Okay? So here we are. It's Jonathan Winters. Dr. Zaius.
Yeah.
Okay? And Bob Hope. They adopt a small Native American boy and plant a moth into his forehead, call him Thunderbug, raise him in the most extraordinary environment. He is spoiled sexually, mentally, religiously. He's just given everything he could possibly want from any direction at any time of any sort of substance. And then they leave him. They leave him. This child, life, death, everything has been ruined for him. because of the extraordinary childhood he has, and it's a revenge story.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
We're back from break again. Segment 3, Comics We've Read. You just mentioned one during the break.
Clobber Vance?
Yes. You've never read.
I just read all of them between breaks.
You're a horrible liar. I watched you.
People don't know that.
You went and took a poop between breaks. Let's be honest with ourselves.
What do you think I wiped?
Secret Avengers.
Yeah.
I read it.
Did you like it?
I liked the art.
Really?
I did not see Tommy Lee Jones in one single page of it. I love Deodato's shadows.
Uh-huh.
His light sources are amazing. Hmm. And every now and then, he can pull off a really, really nice panel.
Should we be referencing what these things are?
Yes. Okay. Secret Avengers is, what, the second new Avengers book to come out?
Yes.
Since Siege.
Yeah.
Correct?
With Marvel's attempt to do a...
What do they call it? Heroic Age?
Yeah. But these characters don't seem heroic, though.
And they're sneaking around. The premise of the book is like a Black Ops Avengers.
Which is not heroic.
No. It's led by original Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Yes, who's now returned out of time.
Yes, and he's given up the mantle of Captain America, stuck as Steve Rogers, so he can do things behind the scene. Mm-hmm. Taking over for Nick Fury and
Norman Osborn.
But he's not running S.H.I.E.L.D., he's running something else.
I think it's Avengers.
But it's the Secret Avengers.
Right.
Now, one of the few things I like about Secret Avengers, all the characters come from drastically different backgrounds, and they bring drastically different things to the table. Now, the first issue, we don't really see them do a damn thing. Okay? And I have to stress yet again my dislike for the Black Widow.
She was in it?
Yeah. She was one of the call girls at the beginning, her and Valkyrie. She brings nothing to the table. Whatsoever.
How forgettable the book is to me.
She's the only spy on the team. Yeah, she was a spy from, what, 30 years ago? Mm-hmm. Cold War Russia? And I love they do the little description. Who is this character with it? You know, ex-Russian spy. So what? Why do you have to tell me where she's from? Does that matter? When the thing popped up for Nova, did it say he was born in Kentucky? No! Because the place of his birth isn't relevant.
Well, I don't think it's... For her, I don't think it should be as. I don't mean. I'm trying to. I don't really know the character.
She hasn't been back in Russia for 40 years, and in Marvel time,
she's
whatever.
Defected.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a Bendis book.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote Ed Brubaker?
Brubaker.
The Secret Event. No, New Avengers coming up, which I'm looking forward to because the artist.
Eamon.
Yes.
Eamonen.
We disagree on the pronunciation.
Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart. But I don't know.
You didn't like it? Not even the art?
And I like his artwork.
Hmm.
But I didn't care for this issue.
It was a lot of people talking. I like the Beast. I'm a big fan of any team with the Beast on it.
Someone pointed something out. This was not me. This was
that it would make
more
sense for it to be Wolverine in the Secret Avengers and Beast to be in the Public Avengers?
Only it was just all Wolverine. Wolverine X... Whatever her name is.
The League of Wolverines.
Yeah. No, that he's, you know, he's a Secret Avenger, but he's wearing a giant A on his uniform.
Yeah.
Not very...
The Beast really likes letters. That's what we've learned.
Today's group has been brought to you by the letter A.
Yes.
He's a doctor, so maybe...
What does that have to do with
things? Prove things.
I give me an A.
He's part of the Fantastic Four giant...
F.
Yeah, they already did that, I guess. No. But he would have a giant F.
Yes, he would have an F. The rest of them would have little fours.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They don't have... What am I thinking? I'm dyslexic and illiterate.
I'm right. Because you backed away from that really quick. What if you had a giant one? What do you... They don't have giant Fs. If he was ever Superman's sidekick, what would he wear on his chest?
I don't even want to try to say it now. But
either an S for Superman or an S for Sidekick.
Oh, by the way, the Beast is a blue guy. He's part of the X-Men. Watch X-Men 3. He looks like Frasier.
For those of you not in the know.
By the way, let's quickly talk about this, because this isn't just to you. This is also to me. People come up to me and they say, Justin, I listen to your podcast, and I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
You make these references to things that don't make sense.
I mean, very obscure things like Morgan Freeman.
If you don't know who Morgan Freeman is, if we could, we would make a pop-up video version of this.
I don't have the bandwidth.
I'm just saying, if we could, I would gladly do it. You know, I'll read a book. Come on.
We described what the Secret Avengers were, I think.
I guess if I go to, you know, reason I don't go to baseball games because I'm bored. I don't know what's going on. You know, if you listen to the podcast and you don't know what's going on, then read a book and then.
You know, the podcast isn't for everyone.
Well,
my mother would not approve of this.
Well, not with that
she
one.
She wouldn't
podcast.
Know what the bleepcast.
Yeah.
She wouldn't know what we're talking about. She'd be confused, angry. Wonder why we're not discussing Desperate Housewives, or Judge Judy.
That was next week.
That was never.
Oh. I don't know what else I'm reading though.
Did you pick up Legion?
Oh, the Pipe...
Pied Piper edition.
That was... You know, I'm looking through it, and I'm like, this looks terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought individually the illustrations were nice. Mm-hmm. They didn't go together.
And you then just, I get to the end. I won't ruin it.
I will.
Okay. Well, is your... Yeah. Spoiler alert! Do it.
Well, obviously, no one listening to this podcast reads comics anyway, so we can give it away.
Legion is a book that takes place in the future
in
DC Comics. Yes.
It used to be Superboy in the Legion of Superheroes?
Yes.
Or was it just Legion of Heroes?
Legion of Superheroes.
Legion of Superheroes. Yeah. This is the 57th time the book has been relaunched for the new number one.
This year.
It's one of those books, everyone says they like it, mm-hmm. No one buys it. For very long.
Unless it was the 70s and 80s when it was the number one.
Well, see, I think I picked up some of the end of the 80s. Like I picked up like the last four issues of the Giffen run. Because their costumes are just... There's something about the Legion that draws me in. Simplicity and... I don't know, it just seems fun. The exact opposite of Clobber Vance is what it is.
No wonder I read Legion of Superheroes.
And I love the DNA series, the Abbott and Lanning.
Legion Lost.
Legion Lost. Oh. Loved that.
Yeah,
loved
not
that.
So much.
DC will never collect it. It's out of continuity. Never happened. But it was Oliver Coypel's first work. Anyway, new Legion book. Picked it up. Mm-hmm. Kind of on a whim. I like it, I think. The writing is very simplistic. Levitz telegraphs what he's going to do pages in advance, I think. It's very easy to see where this is going. In my opinion, first issue. You know, armchair quarterback type of thing. The art seemed to be all over the place. Any drawing of Saturn Girl, she was perfectly lit. You know, her features are very soft. She looked delicate. You turn the page, and all of a sudden it's Brainiac, and he's casting shadow, and he's sweating, and his eyes are bulging, and he's a different character in a different environment, but it looks like a different artist drew it. You have nothing to add to this.
I like the ending a lot.
Did you?
Yes.
The double rings. We'll keep it vague.
Yeah.
Double rings,
found,
the cover.
I found that interesting because I was completely...
I saw that coming.
I didn't. I was completely bored by the character that they were using. And I didn't like him in the Superman and Legion of Superheroes arc.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that character. And I thought, great, why do I always read about this character again?
I saw it coming a mile away.
I didn't.
As soon as I figured out how, you know, there's a new ring, somebody's going to get a new ring. I'm like, well, who's the least likely to get that ring? Because that will be the obvious decision.
Well, I picked it up because I thought I'd support it for one issue, see if I, you know, enjoyed it, but no. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do when it comes to issue two.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind drawing the Legion of Superheroes.
I wouldn't mind trying and failing.
I don't know if I'd draw that Legion, though.
We got a minute.
Yeah.
Quick fire. Anything? Echo.
Echo.
Picked up Echo.
Yes, I'm now reading it. 22 issues later, I'm finally starting to read it.
Good series.
Backwards.
Good series. What else?
The Stand.
The Stand?
Yeah.
Mike Perkins?
Yeah. New issue. New
great looking preview.
Newest stuff. Arc has started. This one was all about Trash Can Man.
Love Trash Can Man.
And
played by Matt Brewer.
Well, yeah, in that version of The Stand. Yeah,
probably
it's
not
a whole other thing. But
The Return of Bruce Wayne. Got the first two issues. Haven't read them yet. Mm-hmm. Flipped through them. Relatively excited. My wife, incredibly excited for some reason. She likes the idea of Batman coming back. I don't think if she fully understands that what happened to him and who this is and his place and all that, she just wants him to come back. Because Bruce Wayne is kind of her consistent, her steady. Whenever she talks about any other superhero, she always says, well, Batman wouldn't do that.
Speaking of others, I gave Stephanie book 2 of Ultimates.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that for her on New Comic Book Day. I said, well, it's new and it's free Comic Book Day for you because it didn't cost you a thing. And she's, I don't know how far she is, but she's enjoying it so far. And she's getting a little more excited about next year, about the movies coming out next year.
Avengers and Captain America uh-huh. and all that. And Jeremy Renner is and Thor. Hawkeye.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, that's news.
Is it? Because I got to have faith. We're back for the final helping of awesome.
Yeah, whatever.
Segment 4 of the Disappointment Cast. Episode 14. What have we found out?
Justin
Wasson is not a good friend. He will not read your comics. He will lie to you for years. He will steal your toilet paper.
But I leave money.
It's not the same.
Oh. Well, I am a good friend, and I do read your comics. Just not well. You know.
And where are these horrible comics at?
BrusoHughes.com.
And where are your horrible comics at?
They're not listed yet, because I haven't updated my website in 5 months.
In fact, the website was shut down at one point, and I had to call and let you know.
On my birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, by the way, your website's not working. Happy birthday. What's wrong with it? Oh, I haven't paid the bill.
Oh. Happy birthday to me.
So I got, you know, they
happy birthday.
By the end of the day, they had it back up because I got it all fixed.
Me.
All taken care of. But, I'm going to draw something, no matter what, it'll be done, and I'll show it. Someone will see it, someone's going to see it, somehow I'm going to hand out some samples at the San Diego Con. Even if it doesn't through portfolio review, I am going to hand out samples to someone.
Just go up to people and ask
right.
them, hey, look at my shit.
Right.
Look at it.
You
read
must,
it like tea leaves, bitch.
You must, oh, wait. What? You have to be interested in seeing this stuff. I'm interested in seeing this stuff. You'll clearly see that I have a well thought out idea.
What's your backup plan? What's plan 2?
Kill myself.
And 3 is?
I don't think I get that far. If 2 is successful.
You need to have a backup to 2. With your luck.
Yes. That's right. Are we talking about in California?
Yeah.
Oh,
Santiago.
Have a good time.
No.
Go to Tijuana.
Horrible.
No,
that's ridiculous.
You go to Tijuana, your first kidney's free.
They take your first
yeah,
kidney for free.
Right, yeah.
Your backup plan needs to be, like, come up with a list of, like, 4 or 5 creators that are going to be there.
Uh-huh.
That you will just sit in their lap. You will show them your stuff. You will nurse off the teat.
Maybe I can get Mark Waid to look at stuff.
Don't know. Don't know him well enough.
I might know someone that might know him well.
Robert Kirkman?
I don't know.
I know you've chopped firewood for Robert Kirkman.
I have?
Maybe that wasn't Robert Kirkman.
Oh.
Maybe that was Roy Kirkman.
Yeah, that's who it was.
That's not going to come in handy.
Disney.
Was it Roy Disney? Chopping firewood, if you know what I mean.
That big ear.
With Roy Disney.
lesser known Disney.
I love that lanky bastard.
I think he's dead now.
He is.
And I think they had cut his ears off to get him in the coffin.
I thought you were going to say they cryogenically froze his ears so they could bring him back.
They used Mickey. He was a template for Mickey.
That's just mean. So Mark Waid, you're going to hit up Mark Waid.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? He runs Boom.
Who else? Who else are you going after?
Liefeld, if he's there. He hasn't responded to my...
It's because he won't.
He hasn't responded.
It's a horrible decision.
I sent him two emails.
I know, and I've intercepted both of them. And to save
you. That's why.
I bought your ISP out just so I could do that. By the way, your website's down again.
Oh, great.
I'm sorry.
Must be my anniversary.
Who else?
I don't know. I don't know who else is going to be there.
Other people.
I'm gonna give it to people though.
Are you gonna just like walk up to the Dark Horse booth and say, "Hey,
take it.
Here's what I got."
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Tom DeFalco.
I don't think he's gonna be there. And I guess whoever I ticked off with the last podcast is probably gonna be there. Ralph Macchio or something.
Who?
Karate Kid, the guy in charge. Whoever's in charge of Ultimates.
I don't even know if he does. He work there anymore?
I don't know. But last time you said
I was Ultimates. Who's reading Ultimates?
My girlfriend, but not. But she's reading Ultimates from 6 years ago,
which was okay.
They don't say anything there. I don't need to read. Just you know.
What were you auctioning off something there for a second? What was that? They need it. What was that?
I don't know.
You were scatting.
Okay.
You got a fit.
You know, it was commented on the last podcast that you upset me, and I totally shut down and did not want to talk.
When was that?
You're like, all right, so what are you going to do for yours? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. And you were going on, and I'm like, look, we're not talking. Let's talk about something else. And they say, wow, Bruce really upset you, and you just... Shut off.
I try to take you to uncomfortable places. Uh-huh. That's why we record in the nude.
That's why it's so cold down here.
I love the temperature down here. Are you sure it's cold?
Well, the floor is cold. And I'm wearing socks.
I wear slippers, like Mr. Rogers. You could bring you some slippers over.
Yeah, that's not where my joke was. So, okay, so that's my wrap-up. And that people should pick up New Avengers by Stewart.
It hasn't even come out yet, and you're already recommending it. You're blindly recommending this book.
Based on his artwork.
I can't recommend a book.
Okay.
I will say, read the last half of Legion while standing in the comic book shop, and flip through Secret Avengers. Don't read it.
Sorry, I was thinking about the comic book shop and someone giving away secrets and it ticked me off. Don't be that person.
I'm always that person. Whenever I go to the comic book shop, I bring a blank sandwich board with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I write down something very telling, like...
From Die Hard 3?
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's dad. And I just prance around the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't go at the same time you do. I just get your books for you. And
hide them. Shove them off to the side. What have we gone over? Oh, I started a DeviantArt account.
Did you send me a link?
Probably not. Should I have? Are you on DeviantArt?
No. But that'd be just another thing I'd let you down on. You're like, hey, Justin, did you check out my DeviantArt account? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'll make you check it out before you leave.
All right. When we're checking out the awesome music that I have provided for tonight's podcast. Oh, it's locked.
Is it? Because I haven't said I'd use it yet.
Now people know that if it's not used, it's your fault.
My friend Chris Young would like to try to edit this.
This one? Oh, I'm just going to be screwed even more.
Do you want to record a fake one? For him to try to edit?
Well, like a test one? Yeah, I'd do that.
Seriously?
Yeah, why not? I'd do a test one.
Okay, we're going to go do a test one then, everybody. Bruce Hughes, brucehughes.com.
JustinWasson.com.
I'm on Facebook.
You can find me on MySpace, but I haven't gone there in 2 or 3 years.
I still go there. I don't know why I go there.
Who's left? It's you and Scott Bakula are the only people using MySpace anymore. Do, 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 do. Bruce O'Hughes.com.